Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Pussy ass bitch.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Things are going to start happening to me now.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Tuesday, February 9, 2023, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, my name is Bob.
Pussy ass bitch.
Hey, I hit the wrong button.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, that's better. Day 750 of the Biden-Harris administration, 635 days until the 24th presidential election. You can find me on Instagram, The Bob Seska, posting lots of videos over there on the Instagram. The Bob Seska is my handle once again. Twitter, Bob Seska underscore go. Spoutable, just Bob Seska. That's my handle, Bob Seska. That's it. Our Patreon is BobSeskaShow.com. And sitting right over there, it's the Goth Ninja. Everything sounds so loud to me today. I don't know what's going on. During that whole intro, I was like adjusting volumes, adjusting, turning things down, turning things up. Oh, look, it's Jody Hamilton, Spicy Jody, from the From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/from the bunker. Also, the Stephanie Miller Show every Tuesday, stephaniemiller.com. Also, freespeech.org. Is it the org?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah, freespeech.org. Yeah, you'd think I'd know that by heart now because I watch every single morning. And David Ferguson from Astral Summer. That's his music project, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Download music now. All right, you pussy-ass bitches.
Pussy-ass bitch.
Yeah. Namaste, you pussy-ass bitches.
I'm so glad that we're doing a podcast where we don't have to bleep.
Pussy-ass bitch.
If you don't know what we're talking about, that's what Chrissy Teigen called Donald Trump on Twitter. Yep. And then Donald Trump got a hold of Twitter and demanded that that tweet be taken down. All of that was entered into the congressional record yesterday, including the words...
Pussy ass bitch.
I said to you guys right before we started the show, I said, you know what? You know it's going to be an okay show when we have the name of the show before we even record it. That's podcasting.
Pussy ass bitch.
We're going to talk about the House Oversight Committee's Twitter hearings and the joke that they were here in just a second. I'm going to get into all of this. We got all the clips, including... Slack-jawed yokel Clay Higgins threatening witnesses, accusing them of stealing the election. We've got all of that here to come on the show today. But before we talk about that, we got to talk about the rabbit season, duck season trick that Joe Biden pulled on the House Republicans Tuesday night. I was sitting here on this show Tuesday with Buzz. And I was like, you know what? We shouldn't expect and ask not what your country can do for you moment. We shouldn't expect the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. We shouldn't expect those things. We shouldn't expect history to be made at the State of the Union address. It just doesn't happen. It only seldom happens. Like, yeah, maybe a handful of times.
And yet.
And yet, absolutely. Sleepy Joe. The guy they call Sleepy Joe owned
them.
Every single Republican. We're talking about how many total Republicans in Congress? 271 is there?
Something
222
like that, yeah.
In the House?
Yeah.
49 in the Senate. Doing the math in my head, I think it's 271.
For every 271 you see, there could be thousands more living in the walls.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've been looking forward to this because I have to confess, I didn't do my homework this week. I have been busy with real world stuff and didn't watch the State of the Union yet.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
So explain it to me as if I'm a child.
Okay. So here, I'm just going to set it up a little bit. Then I'll play the clip and then we'll break down what actually happened. So Joe Biden goes into this section, I don't know, it's about a third of the way through his State of the Union. It's a long State of the Union, which is fine because, good Lord, Joe Biden was enjoying himself, and you could tell. So he's about a third of the way in, and he gets to the section about the debt ceiling and budget cuts and Social Security and things like that, and he accuses the Republicans of wanting to sunset Social Security and Medicare every 5 years. Which is actually...
Right, which is like Rick Scott proposed that.
Yes,
and so did Mike Lee. They both proposed this. They both talked about sunsetting Social Security, ending Social Security as we know it. Sunsetting it after 5 years, and then maybe kind of sort of possibly, but probably not, reinstating it after 5 years. But do you think a party that just recently voted to condemn socialism will then go and vote every 5 years to reinstate Social Security and Medicare? No fucking way, right?
Pussy ass bitch.
Why? Exactly.
Why is Rick Scott anywhere near any kind of healthcare policy when he is the single biggest Medicaid scammer or Medicare scammer in the history of the country?
That's right.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Make me understand, Bob.
So here's, well, let's listen to this clip. This is one of the most historic moments I think I've ever seen happen on a State of the Union address. I don't think we've ever seen this before. This is Joe Biden manipulating the Republicans into defending Social Security. It's an amazing thing. Here we go. This is the president Tuesday night.
Some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it, unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Okay, listen to these poop-flinging monkeys lose their shpadoinkle all over the place. So just to set up the visual for you, David, Mike Lee
I want to Tanya Harding that asshole from South Carolina for starting this whole yelling at the president during the State of the Union thing.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, this isn't cool. You are adults.
And they're trying to equate that with Nancy Pelosi ripping up a speech after the man had finished speaking.
Yeah, well, that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene did on the floor the other day. She started yelling, "You lie," and calling Joe Biden a liar, standing up and screaming, "Liar! Liar!"
She's so fucking impressed with herself is the thing. And it's just like, honey, you are as fucking ugly as a bag of armpits. And your skin
unshaved,
looks like
hairy bag of BO armpits.
So the members of the Republican caucus were on that side of the House chamber. Mike Lee, Marjorie Taylor Greene, many others. The camera was picking up on all of them, acting like, oh, my God, what a bunch of horse shit. Oh, look, it's Sleepy Joe making up lies about his lies. We tend to underemphasize the fact that they acted out like this in the first place. Put aside what Joe Biden used it for. The very fact that Kevin McCarthy couldn't control his caucus. And that says everything about the way Kevin McCarthy was elected to become speaker, because he caved every demand that Matt Gaetz and the others asked for. He caved into that because they manipulated him and they strong-armed him. So now they run the show.
The whole time, I did see pictures. He's just sitting behind Joe Biden, looking like a taxidermied muskrat or something. You know, I mean, he's just like so.
Well, at the very least, though, he tried to maintain some control. He was like, he was kind of going to them, no, don't do that. He was like shaking his head. And
he looked like
at least trying, yeah.
He looked like such a wimp to me. Because he would stand up for some things and then he's thinking, oh, I shouldn't do that because my base is going to not like it. I mean, he's worried about not being the speaker anymore because if he does something that, oh, I don't know, the entire country might like, he could not be the speaker tomorrow. I mean, I'm shocked that they didn't vote for him to go away today.
Well, here's how you can kind of describe Kevin McCarthy.
Pussy ass bitch.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's okay. We're only 21 seconds into this clip. So here's the mayhem that broke out on the Republican side of the House chamber.
I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote.
Listen to that. Listen to that bullshit.
Bullshit.
You know what that's the sound of? Not only a bunch of children, not only a bunch of poop-flinging chimps, it's a bunch of Republicans all walking single file into their own gigantic propeller. Because yep. He's about to take all of that shouting and pee pants dancing, and Joe Biden's about to stick it to them.
Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion.
I love that. That made me happy.
Yes, that was perfect. And it gets better.
If Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant. But it's being proposed by individuals.
Yes, it is being proposed by individuals. Their names are Rick Scott. Rick Scott.
Oh, he is grinning.
His little smile. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, this was absolutely masterful.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks, the idea is...
Well, you know what this is? This is a Republican's going, oh, you're so out to lunch. You don't have any marbles left in your head. You've got dementia. You're just imagining this happening like your imaginary audience members who you wanted to shake hands with that one time. And you know what? Sleepy Joe is about to stick it to him.
That we're not going to be, we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks.
Here it comes.
So folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be sure. All right. All right. We got unanimity.
We got unanimity. Wow, that is something else.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we got unanimity. Social Security is off the books. So
bringing folks together, Joe Biden style.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Joe Biden just won a negotiation. Him versus every single Republican in that room, all of them. And so he managed to get them to agree not to touch Social Security, even though Rick Scott's got a plan out there. Mike Lee's got a plan. It's the same plan. And it's in, you know, you can actually download it. I link directly to it in my banter piece today. It's a PDF. You can read it. It's all right there. They want to sunset every single federal law, all of them. No exemption for Social Security, no exemption for Medicare, no exemption for Medicaid. It's there. And they're like, who, us? We never, oh my God, you're Sleepy Joe. You're delusional. You've got dementia. What's going on? You're so senile. You don't know what the hell is going on.
Or yeah. He's a liar.
Well, he just ate your lunch, fuckers. Oh my God.
He drank your milkshake.
Yes.
Exactly. Drink it up.
I drink it up. Yeah, that's exactly
right. Drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
That has never happened in the history, as far as I know, in the history of the State of the Union. And my area of concentration in my political science curriculum was the American presidency.
It was a barn burner what he did the other night. And that was off the cuff stuff. Yeah. And he was just, I have never witnessed such brilliance. And for them to say he's demented or old or whatever, it's like, dudes, you all just agreed not to do the thing you've been trying to do since the 30s.
Right. And Sleepy Joe suckered you into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hung the bait out there, and you bit down as hard as you could, and you started swimming away, and the fish line yanked you back. And it's
yep.
But that reminds me of when, you know, he was coming out ahead of Russia's PSYOP shit before the invasion of Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
When they were like, oh, Russia's about to do this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
and Russia was like, who? Not us. We don't, you know, like.
Yeah.
Well, like the China balloon thing. It's like, seriously, the GOP thinks that the fact that Donald Trump either didn't know or was not told about three of them flying over our country is a good thing?
Well, this is another example, and we're about to get into more examples of that in the Oversight Committee hearings from yesterday. But this is another example of Republican demagoguery smacking face first into reality.
Yeah.
It's like what they're thinking, what Marjorie Taylor Greene is thinking is, if I stand up and make an ass of myself and scream at the president during a joint session of Congress, televised nationally, then I will start to rake in all kinds of contributions.
Yeah.
And yeah, she probably did.
Yeah, because the whole driving concept behind the Republican Party now is to create content for its media infrastructure.
Yeah.
I mean, all day yesterday, there was that clip of John Roberts from Fox News Channel talking to Rick Scott, and Rick Scott, you know, being grilled about his plan to sunset all federal laws every 5 years. Then there was the clip of Mike Lee going around talking about how he wants to end Social Security. It's all out there. And so their ridiculous demagoguery is once again disproved, debunked in real time by sleepy Joe Biden in this case. Meantime, by the way, John Kennedy, the
poorly named yokel. John Kennedy.
Yeah, the slack-jawed yokel John Kennedy. Said this, or what was it? Maybe was Tuesday night or yesterday. It doesn't matter. He said that a drag queen for every school library, whether the parents want that or not, those are not words. That's President Biden's record.
By the way, I would love a drag queen at every
Actually,
library.
What he said
are
was,
you kidding?
A drag queen for every public library.
A drag queen. I mean, he's got a little voice like this, like he can barely squeeze out the wind to form the words. A drag queen for every school library, whether the parents want that or not. Those aren't words. That's President Biden's record. That's bullshit. I don't remember the section in the State of the Union where President Biden's like, add a drag queen for every school library. Ladies and gentlemen, then the entire chamber.
You know, it's like when we were talking about Trump declaring that unicorns were the single greatest threat to the, you know, it's like they fucking live in this imaginary world.
Yeah.
Chasing shit around that ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fucking furry litter boxes in elementary schools and drag queens are not in school libraries. And I guess where it just starts to make my brain bleed is the fact that, like, no one ever got no child was ever fucking molested at a drag show.
Hell no. Mm-hmm.
They got molested like I did, the old-fashioned way, at church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, and it's all this Christian garbage, and it's like the numbers are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially, like, or, you know, when we see what politicians get arrested for sex crimes with minors, it's always Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we letting them, like, shoot this, like, you know, hose us down with shit sauce when, I mean, it should be, like, every time we talk about Republicans, we should be, like, you know, notorious groomers and child molesters, the Republican Party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying to, every time I see another news story come down about some Republican getting arrested for child molestation or sexual assault or what have you, child porn, I just got to tweet that out and say, hey, listen, still, the number of trans people who have been arrested for sexual assault in a bathroom, zero, none, not a single one. So that was Joe Biden of the State of the Union. And ultimately, I'm okay with Republicans acting out like this. I know that's sort of counterintuitive. Like, we should want the Republicans to behave like, you know, grown-ups.
No, I'm with you.
People who are a member of an exclusive club of 535 Americans should behave like that.
They should.
No, the clown shoe fits.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And what they don't understand is while they are hurling red meat at the red hats, They're driving away swing voters. They're driving away independent voters. And all those voters are either going to start staying home or they're going to start voting for Democrats. Either way, that's bad news for Republicans. And so if they want to keep having hearings where they're talking about Hunter Biden's dick pics and how those tweets with the Hunter Biden dick pics should remain on Twitter, things like that, please keep going, Republicans. Please keep making an ass of yourself during joint session addresses in front of a guy who, even if you disagree with his policies, a lot of people still kind of like Joe Biden because he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's a regular guy who, by the way, yeah, I mean, just along those lines. The fact that Joe Biden has been a member of Congress and then a vice president, now a president, for longer than I've been alive says a lot. And we saw that in execution Tuesday night. No ordinary person who's relatively new to the political scene or has been doing it for a handful of years would have been able to come up with that. A guy who has that kind of experience and that kind of longevity is able to do something like that. And it's so seldom, if ever, that we see it. Now, this also plays into the notion that, oh, Joe Biden's old. He shouldn't run again, which we're also hearing from Democrats. A lot of Democrats are going, no.
I'm sick and tired of that shit.
Yeah, Biden shouldn't run again. That is bullshit. We saw exactly why we need Joe Biden to run again. We saw that writ large Tuesday night. And ultimately, whether he's too old or if there's a health concern or whatever, that's up to Joe Biden and his family and his advisors. And if they determine that he's well enough and nothing gives me the impression that he's not well enough, then he should just run again. And we should all get behind him, because you know what? The alternative is horrendous. The alternative is fascist idiocracy. The alternative is the party of Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin McCarthy ascends to the White House.
Oh, God.
And we can't deal with that again. That's your choice. Look at what happened Tuesday night and remember that as soon as you start to go down the road of accepting right-wing talking points that Joe Biden is old and doddering and he's just, oh my God, he should be hanging out with the cast of Cocoon and not running for president. Show me one way in a practical sense that Joe Biden has showed his age as a matter of work accomplishments and expectations.
Bob, they'll fucking make it up. That's the thing.
Well, like the Republicans.
And I don't mean I don't just mean Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And I don't mean Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean Jonathan Carl and Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
I mean they are
Andrea fucking Mitchell
with having such a competent people in charge because it makes them have to work harder.
Yeah.
And they don't like to work harder. And so I am in fear and dread. I mean, the New York Times just did this major hit piece on Vice President Harris.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they're sexist and racist.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I didn't see. What's the hit piece on Kamala Harris?
It's an anonymously sourced, just people talking about her being, I didn't read it. I just saw that it was out there, mentally gave it the finger, and kept moving because, you know, I did see people's critiques of it, and it was.
What was the headline? Do you remember?
I don't.
Was it like, is she an awful human being or just incompetent?
No, it was like, you know, goes from invisible to vanishingly gone or something. Like, you know, it was like, you know, she's like, we haven't seen her and she's incompetent. But, you know, if it was like we haven't seen her enough and if we had, she would have fucked it up. You know?
Right.
It was
and the thing is with her in particular being the first female vice president and also having to be biracial, nobody ever notices the vice president unless he, prior to she, fucked up about spelling potatoes or tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's like they are supposed to just support their
cut
president.
Ribbons. Smile.
Cut ribbons. They're supposed to do certain things like Joe Biden did for Obama that are important, but you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And that's the job, Sarah Palin. And this woman, I would like her to be the next president of the United States after Joe Biden, whenever he decides to not be a president, whether it's next term, whether he finishes out this term and hands it over to her or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was my second choice, by the way.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren was my first. Elizabeth Warren was my first, and then Kamala, and then Pete.
Yeah.
And then Joe Biden way down the line. But as soon as he got the nomination, of course, because The man is amazing. He, as much as I love Elizabeth and I love Kamala, he is the right person at the moment.
Yeah.
I think we kind of all had that realization in real time on the show. And we were like, huh, he has survived so much loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
come through it like stronger mm-hmm. for it.
Absolutely.
And, like, that's, and we have had so much loss over mm-hmm. the Trump years.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with Kamala Harris is that there's a double standard there, obviously.
Oh, of course there is.
I'm not 100%. Breaking any news because the attacks against her, the evaluations of her performance as vice president, these are things that you could say about literally any politician at that level. Oh my God, an ego. Oh my God, she's a prima donna when it comes to certain things. Or oh my God.
Oh my God, she wants power. Oh yeah, my God.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's, you know, works behind the scenes to.
Do you remember when they freaked out that she was using her wired earbuds and that someone had to explain to them that, like, you don't use Bluetooth if you're yeah. the fucking vice president because it's a huge right. security risk?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, in fact, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. Obviously, when it comes to people of color, there is a massive double standard, and they're held to standards that no white person has ever held to. And I'm specifically referencing now Christopher Boozy and Spoutable and the rumors and disinformation circling around him right now. Which has to do with screechy over-the-top, mainly screechy over-the-top fanboys and fangirls on the internet. And I'll get into all of that here in just a second. But this is all to say that I think Kamala Harris is running up against a similar thing. And that's not to say Kamala Harris is perfect or that any politician is perfect. But the fact is that we're seeing a level of evaluation, a level of criticism that is amplified because of her race and who she is, rather than, you know, some sort of outlier when it comes to a presidential level politician.
What the hell was Mike Pence doing at this point in Trump's presidency? You know, I mean, he was basically a houseplant
yeah.
for 4 years.
Yeah. And he didn't really emerge until COVID. And then
he fucked that up.
And he absolutely fucked it all up. You know why? Because he's a pussy-ass bitch.
Pussy-ass bitch.
Right.
Exactly.
I think they're afraid of Kamala because she has that same sparkle as Obama. She has that same young, fresh, like, I don't know. There's just something uplifting about her. Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, and they hate that.
Yeah.
Especially
from
a woman.
Of course. Well, I want to talk about the Oversight Committee Twitter hearings. We've got a ton of audio for all of that. Plus, Hunter Biden's legal team is swinging for the fences once again.
Love them.
Yeah, great news along those lines. As I said, I want to talk about some of the replies that I've been getting because there are a lot of trolls replying to my couple of posts about yesterday's interview show. And I want to address some of that here. Also, mainly from the perspective that I'm not an investor in Spoutable. I'm not a developer of Spoutable. I'm just a user of Spoutable who happens to like what he sees so far. I think it's got a lot of potential. It's had some growing pains because it's brand fucking new.
Yeah, he needs to get bigger servers. There's a lot of stuff he's got to do. I mean, it's tough to start what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Spoutable's going to be just fine. And it's just, you got to be patient with this shit. And while you're waiting for some of the bugs to get ironed out, don't tell me what your tech support issues are. I don't.
Oh God.
Not only do I not care, it's not my job. You know, I just want to say while I'm thinking of it, the thing with Spoutable that I like the most right now, and I think a lot of people who are on there have already started to notice, that when you post something, the people who follow you actually see those posts. It's kind of an amazing thing. I forgot what that was like. It's like the early days of social media, where you posted something on Facebook and your Facebook friends would actually see those posts and engage with them rather than the platform throttling your reach, suppressing the numbers of people that could see
and making you follow people you don't want to follow.
Yes. So like, for example, on Facebook, if I put the word Patreon in a post on Facebook, killed. It gets no engagement whatsoever.
Oh,
none.
Or Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like,
Bandcamp's another one. Substack is another one. If you just mention, even if you don't link to it, if you mention it, the reach of that post gets suppressed. Horseshit. I hate that about, I mean, it's one of many things that I hate about Facebook. There's a lot to hate about Facebook. There's a lot to hate about Twitter. And guess what? On its worst day, Spoutable will still be a gazillion times better than either of those platforms. You know why? Because it's not selling your user information. It's not a fucking hidden agenda for data mining. It's not selling advertisements to Russian troll farms. That's not happening. And oh, by the way, bonus, when you post something, people can see the posts. So look, and there's an edit button. We talked about all the fun features with Christopher yesterday on the interview show. If you haven't listened yet, he's a great guy. Had a great conversation with him. Plus, he also offered up his prediction for 2024. His forecast for 2024.
He's good at that. Quite good.
When people send you requests for tech support, you should reply with a virus. You know, like, just like, hey, click this.
Yeah.
You know, and you can like dump it out their savings accounts.
No matter how many times I say it, no matter how many times I tweet it, I still get those replies. If you have an issue with Spoutable, don't tell me, because as I said a second ago, I don't care if you're having a problem with Spoutable. I really, honest to God, don't care. And so if you tell me, you're basically throwing your complaint down the toilet, because you're not going to get anywhere with me, because it's not my job. No one pays me to field tech support questions. Like, why can't I access Spoutable? Oh my God, the 300 character limit. I can't post a URL with it because there's no URL shortener. How do I do that, Bob?
No! No!
The ass bitch.
Fucking, okay, I hate that. I'm going nuts.
Let's do some box breathing.
I know.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Breathe out at four.
Breathe
counts.
In five, exhale ten. No, that's giving
Lamaze.
Birth. That's Lamaze. That's giving birth. In five, out ten. In five, out ten.
Actually, it did kind of feel like I was about to give birth. That's why I started to breathe like
that's
that.
That's why Lamaze is the way it is.
Not a comfortable
crowning.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll be held accountable for a lot of things. What I write, what I say on this podcast, what I tweet on Twitter, what I post on Instagram. But being held accountable for things that happen at Spoutable? No.
No.
No. Stop doing it. Well, okay, we'll get into all of this shit here coming up in just a second. But first, if you're pissed off at cable news and people like Andrea Mitchell and Chuck Todd.
And who isn't?
Chuck Todd. Here's an outstanding way to support independent media, specifically this here podcast. For just $5 per month, you can support our Patreon page as we guide you through the madness and chaos of our politics. But it's totally not about supporting shows like this one. You're also going to get bonus content as a reward for your monthly support. So we're giving back. We're talking about exclusive access to our Shadow Docket podcast, recorded after the end credits on our Tuesday and Thursday shows. You also get access to the Patreon app, where you can download the free shows and our bonus content. Plus, you can join the discussion with our community of Patreon members in the comments under each episode. All that for just $5 per month, pennies per show. Don't miss out. Again, that's patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Bookmark it, send it to all your pals on the internets, and we thank you in advance.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bob Seska! All-time favorites all day long!
Yeah. the great Michael McDermott. Hey there, pretty bird. Won't you sing a song for me? I sure like what I heard. This is Michael McDermott. I would say with a little bit of Lindsey Buckingham influence, which I love.
Yeah, I'm getting some Pretenders too, and like House Martins. Yeah. You know, but
yeah, Pretenders pretty good. Yeah, it sounds like you could sing the lyrics to Holiday Road over this, or something like that. It's got
nice.
You know,
yeah.
You know what Lindsey? You know how I describe Lindsey Buckingham's music? It has a, like a choo-choo train rhythm. I don't know what it is. It sounds like a choo-choo train. Chugga 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 chugga. Like that kind of thing.
I know. What's that song?
I don't know.
The Fleetwood Mac song? I know that song.
Just secondhand news. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Secondhand news,
totally
of course.
Right.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Totally has that beat.
It's, whether it's Lindsey Buckingham's solo work or his stuff with Fleetwood Mac, it's got that choo-choo train sound. I don't know anyone else who has that kind of vibe. Of course, well, there are people who are influenced by it, of course, but beyond that, I think that's specifically a Lindsey thing. Okay, let's talk about the Twitter hearings from yesterday in the Oversight Committee. I've got a metric ton of audio here to play.
Yeah, speaking of spinning.
Okay, so this first clip of audio is discussing the tweets that had the dick pics in them, the Hunter Biden dick pics. This is Yoel Roth being asked by Rep. Donalds. And by the way, Congressman Donalds is a Republican from Florida.
Yep.
And so he was like, what are these tweets that you guys deleted unfairly and in violation of the First Amendment?
Is that with a Twitter email chain. Under the line, it's more to review from the Biden team. Does anybody have a comment on how much interaction was happening with the Biden team at Twitter with respect to tweets that they wanted Twitter to review? Ms. Gaddy, Mr. Roth?
I'm not familiar with this email.
So you're not familiar with this email, Mr. Roth? Are you familiar with this email?
Only from what's been reported in the Twitter files.
Yes, it's one of the first emails that popped up in one of the first Twitter files tweet threads by Matt Taibbi. And it was one that, if you remember our reporting on the show, I went back through all those links and looked them up on the Wayback Machine and determined that every single link in that email contains Hunter Biden dick pics in it.
Really long links, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're really, really big. And
big files, big.
Right.
Do you ever have contact with anybody from the Biden team?
No, sir, I did not. We explicitly separated the teams that would interact with campaigns from teams like mine that were responsible for content moderation.
How big was the organization in Twitter that was actually working with campaigns?
I couldn't say for sure.
Did you ever have any contact with the DNC?
Directly? No, I did not.
Did anybody at Twitter have any contact with anybody at the DNC?
I think it's likely that somebody at Twitter did, yes.
In these emails, it's listed that these are tweets that had to be flagged from the Biden team. That's what's in the files. You have no idea how many people actually engaged with the Twitter team or how frequently that engagement happened.
No, and again, that was by design. We kept those functions separate from content moderation. So
yeah, they kept these groups
Joy.
Separated. And by the way, there's nothing illegal, there's nothing unconstitutional about a presidential campaign reporting tweets to Twitter just like any other user of Twitter. You see
exactly.
Something that's hinky on Twitter, you report it. It doesn't matter. It's like saying, are you Bob from the Bob Seska Show telling me that you reported these tweets to Twitter? Is that I think that's a violation of the First Amendment rights of the person who tweeted these things because you worked with Twitter hand in glove. No, we're going to find out from Yoel Roth. This is how it works. You report tweets just like any user.
That we could impartially exactly. Assess reports like this.
Do you know how many tweets were actually flagged and taken down at the behest of the Biden team?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization of it as being at the behest of them. These tweets were reported and Twitter independently evaluated them under its rules.
But the email
Bingo.
Is right.
That's exactly what I was talking about right there. That's the way it works. Now, this is where the demagoguery is running face first into the reality of how things work.
More to review from Biden team. The response 3 hours later at the bottom. Hold this up real quick so you can see. The request at the bottom, it says handled these. What does handle these mean?
Oh my God, shock, horror. Someone said handle these.
They answered the email.
Yeah. Are you telling me, Yoel Roth from Twitter, that someone
responded,
wrote the words, handle this?
His pearls have been clutched.
Again, that's where that's where they take normal, and Donald Trump does this every single day, takes normal shit and frames it in a way to make it sound like it's scandalous and hinky. That's the entire Republican MO. Are you telling me there's a function on Twitter called report this tweet? What are terms of service?
Do they know that there's gambling in Vegas? I just want to ask them.
God damn.
My understanding is that these tweets contained non-consensual nude photos of Hunter Biden.
There it is.
And they were removed by the company under...
Hold on, real quick, Mr. Roth. How could you know so much about the content of these tweets? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, these are just web addresses.
Oh, my God, the dumb...
Oh, my fucking God.
How could you find these tweets from their URLs?
You know, I'm a big fucking nobody. I talk into a microphone for a living. And I took 15 minutes of my day one day, copied the URLs out of the PDF or whatever the oh, you know what it was? They were screen grabs. So it was next to impossible. I had to transcribe from the screen grabs into the Wayback Machine those long, complicated URLs with all the numbers and characters in there. And once I did that, it turned up that they were all dick pics. And then I tweeted that out. I think I even wrote a banter piece about that. We talked about it on the show. I talked about it on Stephanie Miller. I talked about it on John Fugelsang's show. And there's no mystery here.
No.
There's just like, oh, do you mean to tell me you know exactly what's in all of these? These just look like website addresses. How could that possibly have content in them?
What was there?
I clicked on them.
Here comes the rest.
I don't know what's in these tweets. You have these things committed to memory that you know the content, but you don't know who you talk to at the Biden team?
Sir, I didn't meet with the Biden team, but there was extensive public reporting about these tweets specifically that uncovered what they were.
You know the content.
Okay, that's it. That's it for that clip. So, do you mean to tell me?
That guy, I mean, that's really dumb. I mean, I'm used to them being dumb, but I mean... A bright chimpanzee would be like, look, here's a shiny object. Do you see the reflections coming from the shiny object? You know, and he's just like, where is the light coming from? I'm so confused. I just,
This is ridiculous. Inflating.
If someone like jingled some keys and threw them, he would be out of the room after him. You know,
Well, here's the pussy ass bitch clip.
Pussy ass bitch.
This is Collier Navarroli. From Twitter.
Would you like me to give the direct quote?
Yeah.
Please excuse my language. This is a direct quote, but Chrissy Teigen referred to Donald Trump as a pussy ass bitch.
Okay. Free speech.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Free speech in motion.
I'm so glad that that phrase in relation to Donald Trump has now been entered into the congressional record forever.
Oh, and then Chrissy Teigen tweeted out, oh my God.
Pussy ass bitch.
Perfection.
She literally retweeted that going, oh my God.
So Republicans, this is what you've done. You've managed to immortalize a Chrissy Teigen tweet because you think that somehow, and you know what? This is in context though. Let's be clear about this. Donald Trump lobbied Twitter to have that Chrissy Teigen tweet removed. Yep. And you know something else? I don't fucking know, nor do I care who Chrissy Teigen is. But
oh, I love her. She's fantastic.
But what happened is she may be great. I'm not into the.
She's one of the people that she's one of those. I mean, she's up there with George Soros for right wing boogeymen.
Totally is.
Because
right.
She's like
amazing.
A black woman with a smart mouth who does not. She's not scared of the angry black woman.
Oh, and then she had. There was something with a pregnancy that happened with a miscarriage, and they gave her shit for it. And it's like. Fuck you.
Fuck them. Yeah.
This poor woman has been through so much hell from the right wing. And she is married to John Legend, who is awesome.
Has the most
voice. I knew that. I knew that, at least, about Chrissy Teigen. But this, ultimately, what this gets down to is the real issue with what happened with these Twitter files is that the White House lobbied Twitter to have tweets removed. And that's the government. That is specifically a violation
of
the First Amendment.
Yes. Violations. Hello.
per the language of the Constitution.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm so tired.
And it had nothing to do, right? It had nothing to do with Joe Biden's campaign or anything like that. All right, continuing on here. This is really sad. This is Yoel Roth describing how he has been harassed because of Republicans and Elon Musk.
The Twitter files, I would note first and foremost, didn't just affect me, but affected much more junior employees at Twitter. Employees as far away as Manila in the Philippines were doxxed, had their families threatened, and experienced harm equal to or greater than what I've experienced.
Wow.
But concurrent with the Twitter files, Elon Musk also made the decision to share a defamatory allegation that I support or condone pedophilia. And this lie led directly to a wave of homophobic and anti-Semitic threats and harassment against me, of which Twitter has removed vanishingly little. And following the Daily Mail's decision to publish where I live, ultimately I had to leave my home and sell it. Those are the consequences for this type of online harassment and speech.
Oh, my God.
I must say, those are very real consequences.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why
this is what I'm talking about like the polluting of an information sphere. Because it doesn't just, we act like the internet is a separate place from where we live.
Yeah.
Like it's an imaginary world where nothing matters and we can let unlimited amounts of garbage pile up because the storage is infinite.
Thank you.
It's like, it affects our everyday.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet, I mean, everybody spends a certain amount of time every day online in some way or another, whether through their work or just, you know, but it also, you know, infiltrates television. And I mean, it's just like people are polluting our thought sphere.
Yeah.
And we need to, like, someone needs to be held accountable because it's just, I mean, there needs to be a way.
It needs to be regulated like the FCC regulates the airwaves.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who doesn't feel as though we need to abuse the courts every time we've got a grievance. However, when it comes to something like this, the harassment that Yoel Roth received to the point where he had to sell his house and move because of people harassing him.
But it's also like trans-jurisdictional because you can't get the cops locally to do anything about someone who's fucking with you on the internet from another state or country.
I would certainly take action against Elon Musk.
Yes.
That's who I would sue for defamation. Because Elon Musk is going to have to prove what he says about Yoel Roth. And I don't think he can do that. Uh-huh. That was just Elon Musk spouting off. And just because Elon Musk removed that tweet, whatever it was, 24, 48
was
hours
there.
Later, doesn't matter. He tweeted it out. It circulated the globe a bunch of times. People retweeted it. People screen grabbed it. It's still out there.
My mom successfully sued the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is
in that fucking
difficult.
Red dress. God damn it. I just remember that day. Like, I remember the pictures. I remember the news coverage. I was just like, you get him, Carol Burnett.
And it took 7 years for it to get to trial, and she won. And so Elon Musk can fucking be sued and sue his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Under
he
the
should.
New York Times v. thing, and that might be overturned soon, so it'd be easier to sue him soon. but sue his ass for that. It's defamation. It's so many. It's libel because it's written and not slander because it wasn't spoken.
God, and it plugs right into the fucking QAnon, anti-Semitic garbage. I mean, and this is like an old Politburo technique. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really want to take somebody out and destroy them, you accuse them of pedophilia.
But meantime, here's Jim Jordan derping his way into admitting that this is not a free speech issue. So here we go.
And to Mr. Raskin's point that you guys aren't bound by the First Amendment because you're a private company, okay, maybe so.
Maybe so.
Absolutely so.
Absolutely so.
Is he sucking on a helium balloon under the counter?
I don't know.
Sounds like we represent the lollipop guild.
His voice is higher than AOC's, who's very high.
Yeah.
Her voice is high.
Yeah.
But his voice was very high.
His voice is right around that Ron DeSantis level. Of thinness, which is what's going to ultimately doom Ron DeSantis.
For a man, it's the worst.
Well, here's more evidence that it was Trump, not Joe Biden, that violated the First Amendment by demanding that tweets be taken down. So here we go. More of the hearings from yesterday.
It's appropriate for the President of the United States to direct or otherwise influence a social media company to take down its content?
Oh, this is Rep. Connolly asking these questions. Okay.
I think it's a very slippery slope.
Mr. Roth, Ms. Gatti, Mr. Baker, any evidence that Joe Biden's ever done that?
Certainly none that I'm aware of, no.
Yep. There it
I
is.
I don't recall anything like that.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't Biden at all. It was Donald fucking Trump, and we're still to come here on this clip. But yeah, go ahead, Jody.
But I mean, the thing is that Joe Biden at the time was a private
candidate.
Citizen.
Yes. And he still
so there is
it.
No First Amendment bullshit when it comes to a private citizen going, hey, can you take down some shit about my son?
Yeah. Yep.
But it was also a violation of terms of service.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The thing. Like, yeah. Calling somebody a pussy ass bitch is not a violation of terms of service. It's
pussy
part
ass
of the,
bitch.
You know,
yeah.
When you're like, you know, you're fucking on the internet, get ready. Mm-hmm. People are going to call you mean
right.
things. But
right.
Not an actual company policy violation, which is what anyway.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Has Joe Biden ever called Twitter, to your knowledge, or his White House at his behest, to take down content or urge you to take down content?
I don't know the answer to that question, sir.
Well, I'm going to have to conclude at least from three of the four, you don't know. There's no evidence he's ever done that, but there's plenty of evidence Donald J. Trump tried to do that. And if we're going to have a hearing about the misuse of social media and the intrusion of government in the content on social media, we've got an environment-rich target, but it's not Joe Biden. It's Donald J. Trump. And, of course, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about Russian bots and Russian fabrications using fake accounts on Twitter to a political purpose, and it's not to help elect Democrats. And we don't want to talk about 4 years of Donald Trump manipulating the truth and trying to manipulate social media and threaten it, or directly to try to shape it by taking down content because it was critical of him personally. And that's what we ought to be talking about as we move forward, not the subject of today's hearing. I yield back.
I think that all is extraordinarily clear.
Yep.
From the testimony, from the questioning here.
Yep.
And then there's Clay Higgins. Clay Higgins, this guy sounds like, who's that actor? Tracy Walters. You ever see, you know the actor Tracy Walters? He's in a show called Best of the West. He played Bob the Goon in Batman 89. He was also the Undertaker in Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
Sometimes there's like leaves and things in the mouth. That was one of his lines that was from Silence of the Lambs. Kimberly and I are like savants when it comes to Silence of the Lambs quotes. We can just rattle them off. It's ridiculous. But here's Clay Higgins ranting about how these employees, former employees at Twitter, have violated the law by helping Joe Biden steal the election. And there's, of course, no real evidence for any of this. So here's Clay Higgins.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to also submit for the record a timeline of events with cited sources outlining strong evidence of the Biden family organized criminal actions would certainly indicate that we've crossed the threshold of reasonable suspicion. I like this timeline submitted for the record.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, where is that from, that timeline?
Timeline in my hand, boss. I'll get it to you shortly.
Boy, he's so dynamic.
He just called him timeline in my hand, boss. I mean, no, dude, what the fuck? He actually sounds like a fucking highway patrolman that has pulled you over for a supposedly busted taillight. And you're like, excuse me, what did you pull me over? It's like, it's busted taillight, boss. And he walks back there and smacks it with his, like, riot stick. You know, now you got a busted taillight.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what he sounds like.
All right, let's continue with this.
I pulled you over on a moving violation. 625 miles over the speed limit, and I'm going to have to, it's like.
Well, later on, AOC says, well, I move that we no longer start accusing our witnesses of breaking the law. It's a violation of the rules and decorum of the committee. Can we at least agree to that? And they're like, what are you talking about? We didn't threaten anybody. Well, here's Clay Higgins threatening the witnesses.
Bottom line is that the FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They knew it was leaking. They knew it would hurt the Biden campaign. So the FBI used its relationship with Twitter to suppress criminal evidence being revealed about Joe Biden 1 month before the 2020 elections.
No.
I can hear the toothpick in the corner of his mouth.
I know. So was I.
Yeah, totally.
Feared with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse.
That's
because this
news.
Is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part.
Later comes the baseless accusations and slander.
That's also this part, by the way. That's what I'm doing now.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen during depositions surely yet to come. But for right now, I yield the balance of my time to my colleague, Mr. Jordan.
Does he not sound like someone who should be leading a posse?
He makes John Kennedy sound smart.
Fucking his sister.
Right. So there you go. The Twitter hearings from yesterday, and I understand there are more happening right now.
Oh, at the moment, yes. There now. Are so many things happening now, and it's just going to be Jamie Raskin and everybody going, I think you're dumb, and I'm going to show you why you're dumb.
That's right.
I pulled you over on a moving violation of 25 miles over the speed limit. I was forced to withdraw my penis from my cousin Tina Marie. Jesus. Drive my squad car in pursuit of you.
Yeah, they haven't embarrassed themselves enough yet this week. So they're going in for more. Yeah, cover me. We're going in. We're going to completely.
Hold my beer. Sarah Palin's like, hold my beer.
Everybody, pants each other now. Here we go.
Pussy ass bitch.
Yay. Oh my God. I miss Sarah Palin. So
I'm just imagining all these Republicans. I'm imagining all these Oversight Committee Republicans walking around with their pants around their ankles like penguins. Because it's just. They're ripping their own pants down, by the way. That's what they're doing.
And what is Marjorie Three Toes and Bobo doing?
Oh, what Marjorie Taylor Greene on Fox yesterday said, you know who else may have a disgusting laptop? Yoel Roth. Yoel Roth has a lot to be concerned about, and I hope that we investigate him more.
That's the pedophilia shit again.
Like, she said that on Fox News Channel. Yoel Roth can sue Marjorie Taylor Greene and sue Fox News Channel for defamation. She just called him a pedophile and said that he has a disgusting laptop, and she said it on Fox News Channel.
Oh, just go. Sue. Trust me, buddy. Call me. We have lawyers that my mom hired. They're probably not around anymore, but we can find some new ones. That
Margarine is worth like $41 million. I mean, they have a huge contracting company. That's the reason she's got so much money.
Yeah. That's why she's so upset that she's not making that money.
Well, she's
I hate being in Congress because they only make $174,000 a year.
Well, that's why she raises so much money too, because people who support her love it when she acts out like this, when she acts like a fucking child.
But she did complain about that she only makes $147,000. Year and she doesn't really like the job.
She took a real hit economically by going to Congress. And I'm like, honey.
Oh my God, then leave.
Seriously, the door is right there.
I want to talk about Hunter Biden throwing down with Bannon, Stone, and Giuliani here in just a second. And I got to talk about Spoutable before we wrap up. Just some fallout from yesterday's interview. All that and more still to come on the show back after these words.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Bob Seska plays more music.
So no need to ever be afraid.
A brand new single from the great Dave Moulter. It's a song called Here We Are featuring Lisa Klein Bleel. I think that's how you pronounce her last name, Bleel. I hope I'm getting that right. Forgive me if I'm not. Yeah. B-L-E-I-L. Bleel. Yeah. I don't know what else it would be. Yeah, link in the description.
I bet it's Bleil. If it's German, Bleil. The second vowel is the one you go with.
Well, either way, I'm sorry if I botched the last name. Anyway, you can download the single, link in the description, of course. Okay, let's see. Hunter Biden's legal team has asked Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani to preserve their documents. The move is the latest in a new legal strategy by lawyers for Joe Biden's son, who plan to pursue a wide range of litigation against allies of Donald Trump and others involved in obtaining and disseminating data they say is or may be the private property of their client. Besides Bannon, Stone, and Giuliani, which is like the worst law firm ever, those who were sent near identical litigation hold letters include John Paul Mac Isaac. That's the guy from the computer store in Delaware.
Yeah. Four first names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We talked about him last week, didn't we?
He's an assassin, waiting to happen.
Exactly. Robert Costello, who has represented both Bannon and Giuliani, ex-Trump aide Garrett M. Ziegler, and former Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski. So that's good news coming from Hunter Biden's camp. He's not taking the sitting down. It's his turn to swing for the fences. Meantime, man.
I don't think they're going to like more Hunter. They keep going, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? And I'm like, Hunter's a charismatic motherfucker, y'all. I don't think you understand. Like, when we turn the camera to him and he gives you the big puppy dog eyes and says, I went through a rough time.
He is really pretty. He is really, really pretty.
They're going to hate it because, I mean, America's going to go, oh, I've got, you know, my cousin's an addict and he's gotten better.
Exactly.
And, you know, Yeah. And then with Joe Biden's participation in, you know, his son's life. That makes Joe Biden look better. So he cares about his son. He cares about his son's problems.
He loves his son.
And the Republicans are going to play that phone message that Joe Biden left for Hunter Biden, and they're going to beat it to death in one of these hearings. And you know that's going to happen.
And it's lovely. It's the loveliest thing.
Of course it is. Yeah.
It couldn't be more lovely if it tried.
Absolutely. Well, moving on here, it's become clear to me that white people really don't want a black man running a social media platform, especially a black man who expressed an opinion about Meghan Markle, for fuck's sake. Also, same for Amber Heard. What Christopher Boozy once did, because he runs this website called Bot Sentinel that weeds out bots on social media and indicates how many bots are following you, how many bots are amplifying disinformation. And what he determined is that a lot of the people who were bashing Meghan Markle were actually bots. And they were amplifying these attacks on Meghan Markle. You know what? Look, I don't follow the royals. I don't follow the Meghan Markle thing. I don't follow Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and all that crap. I don't know anything about that, and nor do I care. But I understand that it has turned so toxic. It makes the Snyderverse thing look like a play date in comparison.
It is.
I can
about
give
last
you
week.
A 30-second rundown of what's happened.
What do you mean, what's
happened?
You
want to know?
Yeah.
What the whole stink is about.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead.
It's okay. So, like, you know, the British have married their cousins for generations, and they're ugly and addled and and worthless. And Diana's younger son was like, you know, I'd like to maybe look beyond the horizons of my current very tiny rarefied existence. Mm-hmm. And he met an American woman who had a career and was black or mixed race. And brought her into his world, and she was like, you people are crazy. What the fuck are you doing? I mean, it was like, and people were like seriously coming up to her and saying, the children won't be too dark-skinned, will they? You know, I mean, it's like that. God. No, I mean, the racism was so fucking thick on the ground. And Harry watched it happen too and was like, fuck this. This place is toxic. I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And so they have left the UK and come to the US. So,
and they live in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That has been complete, like, back-arching rage-gasm material for the conservative, frumpy potato people who believe in the monarchy still.
Well, and also William has not been nice, and neither has Charles.
Yeah,
well, no, they've been total dicks because, I mean, they are totally of that world. And they believe its dictates, and they believe what, you know, that the royal family was chosen by God to rule Britannia.
Well, so what happened was Christopher Boozy, a black man who's an amazing coder and has a reputation online, defended, I guess, Amber Heard and Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Two women. That's
so this has stirred up a lot of crazy people who want to tear down Christopher Boozy. There are YouTube videos. There's all kinds of bullshit floating around there.
Really?
A lot of it is disinformation. Oh, my God, yes. And
it totally would not surprise me if Musk or somebody is paying
people. Oh, it's totally Musk.
Absolutely. Well, here's what Christopher Boozy wrote about some of this stuff. He talked about an individual from Germany who had been spreading false information about Spoutable for weeks is now attempting to make people believe that Spoutable has been hacked and is insecure, and that is 100% false. Here are the facts. This is Boozy's own words in a Twitter thread from February 3rd. We have public APIs that display public information available to everyone. It is no different than how Twitter displays its data. We also have APIs we use for debugging and testing. There was an old API endpoint we were no longer using that someone somehow stumbled upon. We disabled the API endpoint and made sure all unused API endpoints were disabled. No personal DMs, passwords, or phone numbers were accessed, nor were any of our systems breached. Spoutable and your data are secure, but still, I wanted to be 100% transparent. He also talked about all of this during a conference call thing that happened the other day. As I stated in my Spaces, and that's what I'm talking about here. It was a Twitter Spaces thing, presentation. We take security seriously. I was adamant that we should immediately address any issue that puts our users at risk and make that information public within 24 hours. I wouldn't encourage you to use a platform that I wouldn't use myself. Lastly, I want to take a moment to address the disinformation campaign that's been happening for weeks. The individual in question has been spamming people who reply to me for over 2 months. He first claimed Spoutable was a scam and it was vaporware. Then he claimed I was a scammer and that no one should use a platform owned by a scammer. A few days ago, he claimed that we were using code from a Russian hacker, and now this is just his latest stunt. His goal is to scare people into not using Spoutable, and he said it himself. We will continue developing Spoutable and provide a safe space for our users. We will not be deterred by people who trying to keep you on Twitter so they can continue abusing you. It is clear Spoutable is a threat to these people, and we are not going anywhere. That was Christopher Boozy on Twitter the other day. Yeah, so the reason I'm talking about this is, you know what I usually do? Whenever I post a new episode of the show, I post things all over social media promoting the show. Well, every time I've mentioned Spoutable in the last 24 hours, those replies have filled up with all kinds of people with 10 followers, zero followers, no profile pic, that kind of shit. Saying that, oh my God, Christopher Boozy's a scammer and all the shit that Boozy addresses here, all the lies and disinformation. As far as I know, it is lies and disinformation to smear a man who's just trying to create a platform. And I mean, as far as the back end shit goes and APIs and everything like that, I don't know anything about that. I don't know how that works. But okay, I do know.
You were reading about it like you knew what you were talking about, and I'm just like,
Yeah, no, I was
wah, 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 I don't, wah, 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 yeah.
That's what I heard myself saying, wah, 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 through those couple of tweets. But this is all to say that no one's personal information was breached in that data breach. Nope. But how many times, I mean, if you hold a credit card, it's very likely that your credit card information, including your personal information, has been breached at one point or another. If you visit a website that you have to put in a username and password, it's probable that your information was breached. Twitter has been breached. I can't tell you the number of times Twitter has been breached. Same with Facebook and these other social media platforms. And I bet a lot of these people who are complaining about Christopher Boozy are doing it on fucking TikTok, too.
Hi, TikTok, for fuck's sake.
I know, where China has access to that information.
China!
China! Absolutely. So, first of all, I'm only saying this to set the record straight as far as I know. I don't want to be ground zero for every fucking Yahoo on the internet who has something to say about some rumor about Christopher Boozy. Remember who you're hearing this shit from. Is it just someone on the internet, or do they have credentials? Where are they getting their information from?
Thank you.
This is something that we have seen time and time again, especially in the political sphere. We got screwed by it in 2016. This exact kind of thing. Someone who's not a white straight man is trying to achieve something in this country. Fuck them. Hillary Clinton, tear her down. Kamala Harris, tear her down. Christopher Boozy, tear him down. You know, look, ultimately for me and Spoutable, and I said this before, it comes down to not only the features that are being rolled out now, but also the potential of the site. And based on those couple of things, I see a great future in Spoutable. Because it doesn't engage in all of the usual fuckery that we get from the other social media platforms.
It's just an honest algorithm.
Yes.
You know, where you see things you want to see and things you, you know, put up that your friends want to see, it will show them. You're 100% up and over Twitter and Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I have said in different posts, like, as jokes, like, I will cut you or something. Twitter has restricted my account forever. And it will always be appearing lower in people's feeds.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Twitter jail so many times.
Right, right.
Yeah, I have never been in Twitter jail, but my cousin, Jenny, has totally been there so many times.
I mean, they only just rolled out the platform for the general public yesterday.
Yeah.
And even with a gradual rollout, there are still issues. So you can imagine if he just turned it on one day and allowed everyone to sign up at once, it would be completely non-functional for quite a while. Yeah. But even with the slow phase in of its user base, first of all, it's doing quite well as far as its user base. Second of all, it has mitigated problems that would have been far worse had he just turned on the spigot and let things run. So
Truth Central.
Okay, so that's that. And I repeat, if you've got a problem with Spoutable, don't drop it into my mentions, because you know why?
Please don't.
It's a great way to get yourself blocked and your reply hidden. I'm not saying that necessarily.
If you get the urge to complain about the tech at Spoutable to Bob, go suggest song ideas to Rocky Mountain Mike instead.
Exactly.
That's even better.
That'll work.
Have him write a song about it.
Yeah. Well, meantime, I'm posting things on Spoutable, and people are actually seeing them and engaging with them. It's kind of amazing, and it's brand new. And bear that in mind.
I'm not able to sign in yet. I still have the email going, hi, we'll let you know when you can sign in. So
okay.
I'm waiting.
All right. Well, I'm not exactly sure how that's all functioning. You're going to have to wait and see. And I don't necessarily have direct communication with Christopher or anything like that. Like I said,
neither one of us does.
I'm not an investor. I'm not really involved other than, a satisfied user so far.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of racism out there. I think that's what I'm ultimately chalking this up to, people just pissed off that,
Same.
Black man trying to make a footprint in the social media.
Black man doing something good.
Yeah.
Stop him.
He must be up to no good.
He must be stopped.
Must be, you know, some sort of awful liar and scam artist and people, like, rumors going around about
cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Because of the melanin in his skin.
Just wait. They'll come around to the pedophilia thing soon enough. You know?
Yep.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Stick your neck out, and this is what happens.
Yep.
And by the way, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Rocking it.
Shit, I have
and
no idea.
Kareem was okay with that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had the most points up until LeBron two nights ago. It was 40 years.
So LeBron James established a new NBA
just
record doing something?
For points on the board. And Kareem was there.
Uh-huh.
Laker. Everybody's cool with that. And it took 40 years for that to be...
Wow.
For a title to stand for 40 years, you almost at that point want somebody young to take it.
I know. I mean, Kareem was there. He's like, doing it. You know, he's like, yes, man, go. I mean, he's King James. We know that. But King James just beat Kareem, who was in the movie Airplane. And that's what I'm going to say.
I forgot about that.
Remember,
that is the first
pilot.
That is the first time we've ever talked about basketball on the show.
Sports.
Oh, hey, the Shadow Dog, it's coming up next on our Patreon page. More basketball news in the Shadow Dog. Don't miss it. Actually, I have one basketball story I'll tell.
I just got Lonnie's Valentine's stuff from Man Crates.
5 seconds, yeah. Patreon.com/BobSeska Show. Bye-bye.
Pussy ass bitch.